Riley said we should go.
I'm not leaving without her or Liam. They're my family.
I didn't look back at Frank. It wasn't that he was a bad guy. He was just needy and naive. With a seemingly effortless tug, Doran pulled me up to his perch on the top of the fountain. He wrapped an arm around my waist to steady me, and I couldn't help the heat in my face. I tried to cover it, but Doran gave me a wink, only making it worse. I looked out toward the ogre encampment and tried not to think about his arm around me. Focusing on the task at hand helped. I knew I could blast the ogres, even at that distance, but I didn't know how that would help if our friends were out there too. What do you need me to do?
Blow the fog faster. The sooner we can expel the evil spirits, the faster we can get Riley and Liam back.
That I could do. I lifted my hands and centered my being like Millie had taught me. Picking through the elements, I touched the third one, wind. Breathing evenly, I pulled the element through me and to my fingertips. Wind was not my strongest ability, but it still listened when I asked it to come forward. From behind us, the cool night breeze turned into a roaring wind that tugged my hair out from my braid, wrapping it around my face and obscuring my vision. That didn't matter. The fog was moving faster now.
Good job, little witch.
I looked at Doran. He wasn't looking at me, but out to where the battle had started. I lowered my hands, feeling like it wasn't enough. What I could do was never enough.
Come on now. We need to go, or Riley will have both of our asses.
He hopped down and held a hand out to me. I took it, focusing on my footing on the slippery fountain.
Yes, that's true. But one of us would like that very much.
His green eyes popped wide and I slapped a hand over my mouth.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say that out loud.
I should have known, though, that Doran of all people wouldn't be bothered.
Truer words were never spoken, little witch.
Frank slid in between us, frowning at Doran.
Come on! Ferris has a doorway open, and there's nothing you can do now.
I dug my heels in.
You go ahead, Frank. I'm waiting for Riley.
I folded my arms over my chest and did my best imitation of Riley. Doran chuckled, though whether it was over what I'd said to him or what I was saying to Frank, I wasn't sure.
Frank, go. I'll look out for her.
Frank reluctantly backed away. Doran put a hand on my shoulder.
Don't worry. Riley will come out of this.
How do you know? Can you read her? I hope that was the case.
No, I used up everything she gave to make that fog. But I know her. This will just be a bump in the road.
I looked out, saw the explosions of magic, heard the cries of the wolves and the ogres, and wasn't so sure. This was a battle, and we needed to be in it with them. Doran's hand tightened.
Don't.